Welcome to Legislative Report, today with Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler. And Representative Cutler, the State House this week passed a revenue plan to help fund the state budget. It's called House Bill 453. Tell us about this bill.
Well, this proposal does several things which I think are both good for the Commonwealth and good for the taxpayers. The first thing is it utilizes the existing tax money that we've already collected. There's a series of fund transfers, slightly over $600 million in revenue that's already been collected from taxpayers. It's sitting in a bunch of different governmental accounts, and it is surpluses in these account levels. A group of folks from the Appropriations Committee, as well as rank and file members and members of leadership throughout the last several weeks, have taken a look at these accounts. They've looked at their past cash flow, their three-year running average, as well as their typical annual expenses, determined what the surplus amounts were, and this bill proposes to take those. In addition to that, it does also provide some other improvements generally to the budget, and this proposal would, in fact, balance the budget going forward into next year, and would do so without raising taxes. Another portion of that proposal would be that it would take the Master Settlement Agreement, which is the court award that we receive from the tobacco companies from the lawsuit that dates back into the 90s, and we would sell a portion of that revenue stream. What that means is we get about $300 to $348 million the last couple years, and it would take about a third of that, or maybe about $100 million or a little more, that would then be dedicated to whomever would buy it. We would propose a deal to be set up in such a way that we would get a $1 billion upfront payment for the next 10 years. We would pay $1.4 billion back to whomever would purchase that, and that would give us the necessary cash flow in order to account for the governor's mismanagement last year. Many folks might recall we had about a $1.5 billion shortfall. About $1.1 billion of that was specifically related to revenue being off, and then $400 million to where the governor simply overspent. This was expressed through all the supplemental appropriations that he has requested. And what this would do would be use one-time money for a one-time occurrence, put us back on even financial footing going forward, and then revenues expected for next year and following budget years would then hopefully match up to what expenses are as well.
House Bill 453 now goes to the state Senate. How likely do you think the Senate will go along with this bill, being that they approved a bill that funds the budget with borrowing and some tax increases?
Well, two things. First, with the proposed Senate plan, I've gotten a lot of feedback from constituents that they're not interested in having their utilities taxed. And by utilities, that's electric utilities, gas utilities, and telephones. We heard overwhelmingly from constituents that was not the preferred approach. So the House proposal took that into account, and we personally believe that it is better to use existing money that's already been collected to pay the existing bills. So ideally, with this bill returning to the Senate, I think the best resolution to this situation 2 months into the fiscal year already would be to have the bill be concurred in immediately and then go to the governor's desk, hopefully for his signature. So that's ideally what would happen come Monday when they're back in session.
Representative Cutler, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.